Good morning. This is Tactical Temptress with your Urban Prepper Daily Briefing for Saturday, June 6th, 2026. A lot of ground to cover today. The community is deep into power outage preparedness, with a strong focus on staying ready through the summer heat. Food prices are front and center, with practical pantry strategies getting real attention. And there is solid content on navigation skills and EDC gear, including a look at what came out of Blade Show 2026. Let's get into it. Starting with skills today, and Gray-Bearded Green Beret put out a video on terrain association that is worth your time if you want to sharpen your land navigation game. The concept he's working through is the difference between dead reckoning, staying on your azimuth, and terrain association, which is reading the ground around you against your map in real time. He walks through how specific features like draws read on a topographic map, where contour lines form a U or V shape pointing uphill, and how water flows out the open end. The point he's driving home is that finding those features on the ground is a completely different skill from identifying them on paper. And that gap is exactly where navigation falls apart when GPS is unavailable. Dead reckoning keeps you moving in the right direction. Terrain association keeps you from getting lost when the ground doesn't match your expectations. Staying in the skills space, DIY Prepper TV put out something that is directly relevant to where we are in the calendar right now. This summer is forecast to run hotter than normal across most of the United States. That raises the likelihood of power outages, not just from storms, but from grid strain during heat events. The video covers practical ways to stay cool during summer blackouts without relying on air conditioning. That is a gap that a lot of preparedness plans don't fully address. Cold weather preps tend to get more attention, but heat is genuinely dangerous, especially for kids, elderly family members, and anyone with health conditions. Worth thinking through before the heat actually arrives. On the medical side, Skinny Medic posted on a topic that is timely as we head into summer. Drowning is often silent. That's the core message. A person can slip under without splashing, without calling for help, without drawing any attention at all. His video breaks down what drowning actually looks like versus what most people expect it to look like. He followed that up with a short on water safety for young children, covering when kids should start building water comfort and safety skills. As pools, lakes, and beaches fill up over the coming months, this is exactly the kind of awareness the preparedness community builds on, knowing what an emergency looks like before it happens. The Provident Prepper brought in survival instructor and author Tim McWelch to talk through power outage preparedness, specifically the hidden dependencies that catch people off guard. When the power goes out, it is not just the lights and the HVAC. There are systems people rely on daily that they don't think about until they fail. Medical equipment, water pressure in homes on well systems, communications, refrigeration for medications. Tim's focus is on the first 72 hours, what fails first, and the practical skills that matter before any outside help arrives. That 72-hour window is where preparation either holds or doesn't, and this conversation gets specific about what that window actually looks like. Moving over to homesteading and off-grid living, My Self-Reliance put out a full build video on a stone barbecue grill he constructed next to his outdoor forest kitchen at his off-grid log cabin. Everything in the build is DIY and uses rough materials sourced directly from the land. If you are building out an outdoor cooking setup, whether it's for a homestead, a bug-out location, or just a more resilient backyard setup, this kind of from-scratch masonry work is a skill set with a long payoff horizon. On the food and pantry side, Rogue Preparedness went straight at a number that a lot of households are feeling. Beef is up roughly 15% year over year. Coffee is up over 18%. Her video is a practical response to those numbers. Not a commentary on why prices are rising, but what you can actually do about it from a preparedness standpoint. How you build and rotate your pantry when budgets are tighter. What adjustments make sense before prices climb further. If the grocery store has been harder on your budget lately, this one is grounded and actionable. And from the news desk at the Organic Prepper, there's a piece on making gravy, specifically how it functions as a frugal food tool. The angle is that gravy can stretch a meal, pull together basic pantry staples, and improve the palatability of lower cost or lower quality food stores. That is a practical homesteading and food storage skill that doesn't always get the attention it deserves. Knowing how to make food from your long-term stores taste like a real meal is part of sustainability in any extended situation. On the communication side, Ham Radio Crash Course did a summits on the air activation from the top of Pikes Peak, 14,115 feet above sea level. He walks through what operating amateur radio at that altitude looks like, including the specific antenna setup he used for the activation. SOTA activations like this are relevant to the preparedness community because they demonstrate real-world radio operating conditions outside of a shack. Portable power, challenging terrain, and making contacts work without ideal infrastructure. If you've been thinking about adding ham radio to your preparedness toolkit, watching someone work through a field activation at that elevation gives you a realistic picture of what portable comms can do. Over to everyday carrying gear, Gideon's Tactical posted a review of the WorkSharp Madrone. The Madrone is a fixed blade knife, and the review looks at how it performs as a daily carry option, build quality, ergonomics, and where it fits in WorkSharp's broader lineup. WorkSharp is primarily known for knife sharpening tools, and the Madrone represents their move further into the knife market itself. It's a specific evaluation of whether that expansion holds up in practice for EDC purposes. And DropForge Survival was on the ground at Blade Show 2026 in Atlanta for day one. Blade Show is the largest knife and blade expo in the world, and he's covering what came through on the first day with more content coming through the week. If you follow the cutting tool side of the EDC community, this is the event where new releases and new makers surface in one place. Keep an eye on his channel for the follow-up coverage. Now, there are a few current events-focused channels that have been very active over the past 24 hours, with content centered on geopolitical developments, conflict scenarios, and economic stress. Full Spectrum Survival, City Prepping, and Canadian Prepper all have material up covering those angles right now. That's not territory we cover in this briefing. If that angle interests you, those channels are worth a look. Now for some rising voices in the community today. Rustic Spirits Homestead is a smaller channel documenting their off-grid homestead life, and their latest video covers two things happening simultaneously this time of year: canning passata for the first time and stacking over a ton of firewood in preparation for winter. That combination of food preservation and fuel prep happening side by side is a solid picture of what seasonal homestead readiness actually looks like in practice. From here to there, visited a UK couple who relocated to a remote area of Northern Ontario, Canada, where they are living off-grid on 160 acres in tent-based housing. It's an unconventional setup, and the documentation of how they are managing day-to-day off-the-grid in a wilderness environment gives the homesteading community something concrete to look at, not a polished, finished build, but a real, in-progress, off-grid life. Flat Tire Farm out of Alaska is marking the transition from their long winter to a short Alaskan summer. Their content follows off-grid living in the Alaska wilderness, and the seasonal shift from winter survival mode into summer prep is a relevant lens on the rhythms of year-round self-reliance. And Kimon Homesteading is documenting an off-grid cabin build, and their latest update covers the concrete pour, the moment that commits them fully to the build. The framing and foundation stage of any off-grid structure is where long-term planning meets physical permanence. If you are watching this kind of build for ideas on your own project, this is the milestone moment. Chris Leon put up a $200 bulk food haul from Smart and Final, specifically framed around long-term storage and emergency pantry building. No elaborate analysis, just a practical look at what a $200 investment into a bulk food store looks like in real terms and what it buys for your pantry. There is no community discussion from Reddit to report today, and no podcast episode to bring you, so we'll keep moving. Before we close, a quick note on something worth knowing about. Jace Medical is running a sale right now with up to 50% off. Jace Medical is the service that provides emergency prescription medications and antibiotics. the kind of thing you want in your medical kit before you need it, not after. You can check out the current offer at jacemedical.com. Sales like this don't typically run long, so if that's been on your list, now is a good time to look. Pulling back and looking at the full picture today, the dominant theme is really power outage preparedness as summer approaches. The heat angle, the hidden dependencies, the skills that matter in that first 72-hour window, multiple creators are converging on this topic right now, and for good reason. If that part of your prep has gaps, the community is giving you the content to fill them. This briefing is produced by the Urban Prepper Channel. I'm Tactical Temptress. See you tomorrow.